Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels to short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. And we're live.
We're here in person.
In person, live and in person. Just in case you didn't know if we were real. I mean, I have met you before, so that I knew you were real.
Yes.
But for everybody else.
We're not just virtual friends.
No.
Now we're friends in real life.
No, exactly. Exactly. And it's exciting. We're in Florida. Mm-hmm. So Steve is actually based here in Miami, but we are in Hollywood, Florida at the wonderful Diplomat Hotel. And
beautiful Diplomat Hotel, 1,000 rooms right on the Atlantic Ocean, right past where we're looking. We're staring at the ocean. It's a beautiful day
here. I know. This is actually pretty awesome because you've got turquoise waters right over here. You got a whole lot of Christmas right behind us. And the reason why we're here, there is a wonderful Cirque show that is going to be opening this Friday, aka tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's called Pomp, Snow, and Circumstance. And it is this sort of winter wonderland that takes all of these characters from, that's the link right there, by the way. Takes all of these characters from these holiday classics, toy-inspired characters, and it brings them to life. And they're practicing right behind us. So if you happen to hear some singing in the middle of this live, it's not me. I can tell you that much. Nobody's paying me to sing. They're paying me to stop singing.
And we just went in there behind the scenes and it is impressive. They have
so
2,700
cool.
seats
yes.
here set up around the stage and it is beautiful.
Exactly. So definitely check it out. If you happen to be in the South Florida area, there are still tickets available. They open tomorrow night. They're going throughout the holidays. It's such a wonderful show. You've got family in town. We're going to try and get Steve to come back here with his kids. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a good time. And I know I'll be sharing more about it in my story. So shameless plug. If you want to follow Ask a Concierge, I will give you guys a whole behind the scenes tour on it. But it's cool.
I think it's a beautiful, I haven't been here in a while and what they've set up here is worth checking out. I'll definitely be back with the kids. So we'll show you what the show looks like. And just everyone's been very nice since we've been here.
Yes.
We can't forget our roll call.
Oh yeah, we can't. Okay. Yes, exactly. So
we're here live in Hollywood.
We are here live Hollywood, Florida. We got to clarify that because normally I can see the Hollywood sign from California, but we're Hollywood, Florida today. Let us know where you're joining us from. Oh, we got Jen Brody, by the way, loving the Diplomat Hotel. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Yes, Jen, we got to get you and the family out to the show. Where else? Who else is joining us?
Yeah, we see Rose. Rose, thank you for coming on and watching. Yes, I love that we can work together now. You get to see us here.
Exactly. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love this.
Yeah.
Small world hospitality, by the way. Small world. So definitely let us know where you're joining from. We'll do a special shout out to you guys. But
sunny Milwaukee.
All right, sunny Alan. Milwaukee. Wow. Yeah. I'm into that. Okay. And Jeremy in Jerusalem.
Jeremy.
but from work. Okay, you'll listen later. Oh, I love that you're jumping on. Oh, Celebration Florida. First of all, I like that name. Where is that?
It's right by Disney. Oh, that space. And we got Miami Beach. And we got Edgewater, Miami. I love
it. Oh my gosh. Okay, all of you Miami, South Florida people, you should be coming and checking out the show. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Just saying. It's pretty impressive. I mean, you know. So that being said.
Yes, let's hop in. We got a lot to cover.
I know. We do have a lot to cover. So we are going to try and get through that. Oh, my gosh. Byron, California. Davie, Florida. Oh, my gosh. Yay. Okay, cool. Oh, my gosh. Quebec City. Tip and go. Oh, fancy. Oh, wow. Good morning from Chicago. Windy City. We should play that game one day. Is that when everybody names a city that we say the nickname of the city?
I'm going to be very good at that, but we can definitely try.
That's okay. It's better when you're bad at it. Like that's the whole point. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk. Let's talk hotels. Let's talk.
Do it.
Good morning, hospitality. Okay. So for those that have been following along, what's going on with Choice Hotels, Wyndham? It's getting real.
Yeah, it's getting aggressive.
It's getting very aggressive. So just to kind of give you guys a bit of the rundown and the background on it, Choice Hotels obviously offered to acquire Wyndham. The board was like, yeah, no, we don't approve of that. It'll disrupt the competition in the market. And Choice is like, yeah, that's cool. We're just going to go past the board and we are going to ask all of the shareholders. So this is fascinating.
Yeah, they really want to take over. So Choice is going in. They want Wyndham. They're not taking no for an answer.
Not taking no. Exactly.
And
so
they're saying really they want to get in because they want to take over and have this kind of market where it is more of the affordable product. They see a big shift of people traveling this way.
Totally. And it's interesting. So, and what was it? So the Choice president actually came out and he said, while we would have preferred to come to a negotiated agreement, the Wyndham board's refusal to even explore a transaction has left us with no choice but to take our proposal directly to Wyndham's shareholders. Wow. They're just getting down and dirty and going direct to the shareholders. That's fascinating. I don't know. I mean, and I'll be honest, I haven't paid that close attention to other acquisitions, but I've never seen something quite like this. They are dead set on that.
Yeah, I think the last time I've kind of seen this was back in the 90s when it was like Hilton versus Marriott and Starwood was coming through. They were all competing.
What were you doing paying attention to this in the 90s?
I listened to a recent podcast.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, you were not old enough in the 90s. You're like, I'm 16 years old and paying attention to hotel acquisitions.
I was listening to the New York Times and highlighting the stories, knowing that one day I would have to talk about it with you.
Wow, you were just planting that seed in 1996. I don't know.
Yeah. And Joseph Gardner says, no choice at Choice Hotels.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we're saying here.
I like that pun.
But they really want to get into there because what they're seeing is, again, more people are traveling to look when they go to Airbnbs and vacation rentals. Mm-hmm. They're looking for that price choice of something a little bit lower. And this is what they want to kind of corner the market in. But I don't know. I want to see. Maybe it will take away a lot of that opportunity for people to compete. But I don't really stay at those properties that often.
I don't either. I mean, it is interesting. There's got to be a reason, obviously, that the board is staying firm on their decision. But it'll just be interesting to see how it like ends up shaking out. So there you have it. If you guys know anything more about this, totally chime in. Let us know. But now we want to talk about the most. I think this is a super interesting topic. Hotel brand bloat. What does that mean? A shakeout is coming. So basically what they've found is that the hotel space is basically saturated. And you've got so many different brands and it's almost like consumers are like, what to even choose from?
This study said there's now 1,000 hotel brands worldwide, which is crazy. Maybe I can name 25, 30.
No, I'm sure you can name 50.
If I go start going through them out there, how many brands do you think you could name? Let us know in the comments because I'd love to see as we're doing this live, how many brands you think you could name off the top of your head. But there are 1,000.
And what do you think? What are your thoughts on this? Do you too feel that it's sort of a saturated market, or do you actually think that having so many brands that people know is a good thing? I mean, it's interesting too, because it's like, you can even take, for example, Hilton and Marriott and, you know, the comparable brands that they have under the two flags, like it, I don't know.
What they're saying now is it's getting very bland. And I'm sure you've walked into some of these hotels, not this one.
No.
This one's beautiful, but you walk into some of these places that you don't even know what the brand is, and they make it very generic so that if they do sell that hotel, it can be easily flipped into another brand, right? And so now everything is starting to look the same. And, you know, I just feel like we're losing a little bit of the magic there. Like, I've worked in a hotel that had two dual brands.
Okay.
And it was a challenge. Like, and this was at the higher level where you had Nobu in one tower and Eden Rock in another tower. Ooh. And you had to create all these different things to make them feel like they were different.
But yeah.
I've seen some of these places where you have like an Element Hotel next, right on the same building as another brand. And I'm just not understanding that. Maybe there is a strategy because you can't have so many brands next to each other in a certain city block.
Oh,
so
totally.
More brands so they can sell to franchisees. So.
Well, so it's interesting. So what they're kind of saying, there are a lot of things that they listed in this particular article. And it was on Skift, by the way, that brands are often built more for owners than they are for travelers. And that does make sense because basically owners are looking for more variety in their portfolio so that they can present that to investors, et cetera. And so it's all about why brands are safe for owners is it helps them somewhat predict operational costs, which actually makes sense because you know, okay, is this going to be a full service hotel? Is this going to be select service? Is there going to be a refrigerator and a kitchen in our rooms and suites that we offer? So understanding that from an owner perspective, that makes sense. But for travelers, it's just like, it's almost too much. Yeah.
And Alan, like saying, thinks the lifestyle boutique hotels are on the way to travel.
100%.
We love lifestyle.
100% agree on that.
And Christos, another good comment. Yeah, there should be ways to differentiate it. Like we had talked about a couple of weeks ago as my hotel that I had stayed at for a wedding. That was the most random place, the Home 2 Suites.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you who owns that brand. I can't tell you what differentiates that brand, but I like the room.
I think that's Hilton.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was nice. I think it was a Hilton hotel.
We should know this.
It was for a wedding block, but I liked that they had a kitchen I could set up at. They had a dining room table that pulled out of the wall. It was a beautiful room, but I couldn't tell you what differentiated that brand, right?
Yeah, and so it is interesting because you do have many of those types of brands out there, and I think what they were finding is that like inventing brands are easier than fixing brands, which was another interesting take in this particular article, because it's like, we'll just create a new brand. And but again, it's that overwhelming options for travelers.
Yeah. But also too, I understand that when a big company has multiple brands, they kind of get people through the life cycle, right? So you might start in at a lower, like let's say Intercontinental, you start in Holiday Inn, and then you start working your way up until you travel with the Intercontinental or the Six Senses and all these luxuries. So they're trying to get people in younger to like their brands and grow with them.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I don't know if this Alan's comment was shared on the screen, but it's also all about the points. That is a really great point.
Great point.
Oh my gosh. But it's so true because if you're actually, they've done these studies, but definitely millennials, younger generations are very into loyalty programs and the loyalty game from airlines to hotels. And because they realize they're like, look, this is not our last trip, especially if they're traveling for work, they're going to just like bank up on those points so that they can save for a future trip or extend. I'm always finding to be looking at places like, oh, well, where could I get a place like with my points?
Well, so I'm curious what points you use out there. I'm an American Express points person, so I'm not a brand person.
Oh.
I like to use my American Express, build up those points.
Well, yeah, I'm into that. Actually, so interesting, and this could be a conversation for another day. In fact, we should probably get an expert on here about this.
Like a points guy on here.
We should get, we could do that.
Let's do it.
Okay, get easy. And I like that you brought up the American Express points because those points are actually more valuable. And points, aka miles or whatever, transferred to airlines have more value than points transferred to hotels. So in the world of loyalty and rewards programs, hotel rewards and loyalty points have the least value.
Wow.
So
I use it for my flight. I took you. I'm using Flying Delta.
Yeah.
And we're staying at the Intercontinental Delta in D.C. at the Wharf.
So nice.
If you're listening, I'm going to be there soon.
Oh, that'll be great.
We talked to the concierge. So I took your advice. I'm talking to the concierge, and we're making sure we have a great
You always have to ask a concierge.
Well, I'm curious out there for you all. You know, we want to do something on favorite brands. So we talked about there's 1,000 brands out there. What's your favorite brand? Maybe it's one you're working for now. Let us know.
Actually, that's a good question. This is a hard answer. I'm curious how you would answer this. I'm putting you on the spot here. I was actually just asked the other day, what is your all-time favorite hotel in the U.S.? Wow. I can't answer that. I cannot answer it because every hotel is such a different experience. Like, a Peninsula hotel is going to have a very different experience and feel compared to like a W hotel, to maybe more of an independent boutique hotel, which is, or Kimpton hotels. Again, like there's so many wonderful hotels out there. And I think more so what makes it an incredible guest experience for me is when the hotel has, they play into the destination.
Yes, uniquely local.
Uniquely, oh, I like that. Okay, yeah. Uniquely local, exactly. And that they have some fun with the guest experience. So whether they have like a cute little welcome amenity, whether their lobby area has something fun and playful to it, it's like no more cookie cutter. Like let's have a good time. For example, here the Diplomat, when you walk into the lobby, I mean there's palm trees in the lobby and they've got lights and everything, and it's you walk in and you feel like you're on the beach within the lobby, which is cool.
Yeah, I think it depends what mood I'm in, right?
There's
different moods that you want to be like.
Totally.
If I want to be zen'd out and feeling chill, my brand is Mandarin Oriental. I love that brand.
Oh, that's a good brand.
Love that brand.
You might be biased, but yes. And that's okay. By the way, it's okay to be biased.
Yes. One Hotels, I love overall for sustainability.
Me too. I am a fan. I also really like Proper Hotels.
I haven't seen
Gosh, the design is amazing. Amazing. Yep. Oh, that's not Ian Traeger. Kelly Wurstler.
Kelly Wurstler designed
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Is this Ian?
Am I talking wrong? I feel like I was looking it right when I was going to New York. That's what it was called.
You know what? I'm going to stay quiet here in case I corrected you and I'm incorrect.
Got my brother on the show. Love the show.
Yeah. And, oh, my gosh. Do hotel.
Royal Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
So you're talking about cruise experience.
Yeah. So. You know what? I have to say, I'm trying to get myself on another celebrity cruise. I'm a fan of them.
Celebrity? I haven't been.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many fun.
I got the kids. We've been doing Disney and Royal Caribbean. Been
Different. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Another one hotel fan.
Yeah. Hola. Hey.
Vicente. Well, listen, so there's a ton of brands out there. We know there's 1,000 and everyone can have their favorite. So let us know what your favorites are. We love seeing the comments. Ian Traeger. I knew it. Public hotel.
Public.
Oh,
see?
Not proper.
See? I was about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alan.
There you go. Kelly Wurstler did our Viceroy Hotel, Alan. I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to correct you, but
it's all good. We need it here live.
Look, hey, I like Ian Traeger. He follows me on Instagram. Okay.
What's up, Ian?
What up? Okay. Wow. That was not professional. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and switch on to our topics? Talk about travel stuff.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So how many of you are aware that there is a massive solar eclipse that's happening next year? Did you know this?
I did not know this until I saw it in our notes this morning.
Thank you for preparing. I'll be honest. I didn't know until there was the eclipse that was just in October.
Yep.
And I happened to be at a wedding in Austin, Texas, which happened to be, I think there was like maybe like 98% full eclipse, whatever. I'm probably using the wrong terms for that. But apparently there's an even bigger, the Great American Eclipse, as they're calling it. You're going to see it from in the U.S., from Texas to Maine. 31 million Americans are going to be within its path of its totality. So that's basically a huge chunk of the U.S. will have a total solar eclipse. People are getting into that. So curious, has your hotel or property, are you guys aware of it? Are you in the path? And are you even like building out packages based on it?
They need to be. And if you are in that path, it could be any brand of the 1,000 we talked about.
Yes.
You just start having something as simple as the glasses to give out to your guests so they know that something's going on, because they might be like me. and not know
have
what's
no
going
idea
on.
And by the way, yeah, we got glasses from the hotel that we were staying at, and that was great. Also, since we were just talking about cruises, even cruise companies are getting in on it, which I think
that would be cool.
Oh my gosh. You're on a cruise ship and then there's a full solar, like an eclipse happening. Can you imagine? You're like cruising in the dark all of a sudden for like an hour. That's insane. So apparently Princess Cruises and Holland America, they are going to be offering different ways to view the solar eclipse from the cruise ship.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. And I think for everyone that's going to participate, start making your picnic basket packages. Get a picnic basket blanket that you can sell. Make it branded. People will have that memory with you forever.
Start Hi, Sanjay. Activating that way. Oh my gosh. We have Sanjay joining us from Paris.
Wow, see, Paris,
bonjour.
We're gonna make sure.
Whoa.
Is it going to be coming over Paris is the other question.
Yeah, I think this is the Great American Solar Eclipse.
Okay, the American
this is a highly, highly specific solar eclipse.
But I'm excited. I think a lot of people are traveling. We talked about this in the previous show for experiences.
Yeah.
And so if you can create something around that experience, you might hit a home run.
And you know what's interesting? I thought it was so cool because I happened to be with my aunts, uncles, my mom, and it was actually a really fun bonding experience that we were there. And you know, I'm creating content, and even my uncle was like, "Oh, try doing this with the camera," and they ended up being this really fun. Like we were just having fun together, and so many different generations. So I don't know.
Yeah, I
think it's a great thing for
sure.
That's
the question: when is it?
That's a great question. Hold on. I didn't put that in my notes here, but I'm going to tell you. I feel like it's in April? Oh my gosh.
It's coming up soon.
It is
first quarter. No. And we're going to make sure we link it.
Oh, yeah, it is April 8th. Oh wait, I actually might Oh my gosh.
Are you going to be on a cruise?
I might be on a cruise around then, not on purpose. But
now you're going to let the cruise ship.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be amazing. Wow. Yeah, never know. Okay, guys, we are just clearly winging life here.
We're in a beautiful place. We're excited to be together here.
No, this is so cool. By the way,
hotel.
What do you guys think of us being live and in person together? I'm not, look, we live on different coasts. Nobody get
Miami,
too excited.
LA.
Like, we're not going to be doing this commute every week, but this is fun.
It's fun. And I think we should invite some of you all next time.
Yeah.
So we can interact with you live.
You know, if it weren't for the fact that it's the week before Christmas and it's crazy for everybody, mm-hmm. Next time we do this, we'll let everybody know and like we'll hang out. What do you guys think of that idea?
I think it would be fun.
Oh my gosh. We just
some breakfast. Oh yeah, we have some mimosas.
Oh my gosh. We get some coffee.
Some Brisk King coffee. We'll
yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
Okay, this is a good idea. All right.
Back on track.
Sorry, nobody has ADD. I do. So what does the travel's new normal look like? This was, okay, I like this as well too. So I don't know, are you familiar with Chris Hartley, by the way?
I don't know Chris Hartley.
Yeah, so he, I actually interviewed him on a couple of podcasts ago, and he basically was having this conversation. Hold on here. He basically said that he broke down where we are at with this sort of new normal in hospitality, and that there's this sort of positive uncertainty, which I thought was a really interesting way to describe it.
I don't know, but it's positive.
It's positive. Positive. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait. Oh, Junior Collins, what do we... Wow, you just shared a lot here. Oh, so wait. We want to say this. Oh, okay. Some brands are interconnected and have overlap.
Yep.
Yeah. This is great.
That's why Marriott is winning with all their Bonvoy points.
Yes, that's right. Points and brands. I know, totally. So, basically what he was talking about is this sort of positive uncertainty. And what that is that we're optimistic about growth, but it's uncertain how this growth will continue to manifest across different markets and segments. So it is still a little bit of this figuring out this new normal, because obviously at first we had, you know, luxury leisure travelers really doubling down. Now we're seeing a bit of business travel coming back on track. But it's this interesting time that it's optimistic, but it's hard to completely predict the trajectory.
Yeah. What we've learned is that, you know, the major markets will continue to see groups coming, but it's some of these places that are the smaller second, third tier markets that have some work to do. So we've talked about that in a couple shows.
Yeah.
We're seeing it here again now. And that really, we've talked about it already once or twice on the show, is that loyalty programs are really going to come in to driving that.
Totally, totally. And this, and by the way, and the reason why Chris Hartley was talking about this, so he's with the Global Hotel Alliance. And for those of you that don't know, it was not on my radar until he and I connected a couple years ago. But basically they connect sort of like the small, so not the Marriotts, the Hiltons, but like the Oakter Collection, like different higher end brands that maybe they only have 7 or 12 hotels in their portfolio, but they're connected under the Global Hotel Alliance, and then you can earn points through that. So it's a wonderful way to have these sort of relatively independent luxury hotels can still be a part of a loyalty program, and it provides more benefits to travelers. Yeah,
it really,
so I think it
shows
cool.
that travelers
totally
are wanting to be rewarded for saying, hey, I'm with your brand.
Yeah.
How can I get points? But if you don't have a big brand, no. How can you do that? And so it's teaming up with people like this and joining those soft brands, which are very important.
Yeah.
And that's where I see, like, we were just talking about American Express. They have a lot of people in the hotel collection and the fine hotels and resorts that are independents, but they get that benefit of driving demand to their properties by being a part of it. So they are expensive to be in. You have to meet a lot of different standards.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know those standards. Go totally. And you all out there too are getting shopped every once in a while by these soft brands, but it pays off if you can do it the right way with the right brands.
No, totally. And it really taps into, you know, what travelers are wanting. Like every time I stay at a hotel, I'm always making sure I'm earning points for my stay. Always. It doesn't matter. And so it's like, I have a loyalty rewards program with every single brand that possible, because I want to get credit.
Yeah.
It's like this idea of like, I'm planning for the future. I don't know what that future is going to be, but
you want to win with the brands you like.
And exactly.
I think that they will take care of you too. And just one thing is, everyone's traveling for the holidays. I saw, this wasn't part of our notes, but
it's
the busiest travel season ever.
I'm not surprised.
Right. And so I saw that on the Today Show this morning. So busiest travel season ever. But make sure you reach out to those hotels.
Totally.
You're coming.
How many of you all are how many of you all are traveling this year?
Thumbs up. We'd love to see it in the emojis. Yeah.
Yeah. In the emojis. Yeah. Give us an emoji if you are traveling this. So are you going anywhere?
I'm going to Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And I was freaked out about losing luggage because now it's starting to happen all over the place. Mm. So I bought some air tags. We'll see if that works or not.
Air tags are helpful. I have them in all of my bags.
You do?
You do. I mean, they're not completely foolproof, but it does give you a little bit of extra peace of mind. You know, if you're like, did my bag make it on? But this is why we like to book direct flights whenever possible.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
just
what I've got direct flights.
It's
and
good.
We've been watching a lot of Home Alone. So my kids are like, I'm going to get lost at the airport and end up in New York. I'm like, that's not happening.
Oh, my God. That would actually be so much fun. Oh, my gosh. If only that could happen.
Yeah.
But no.
There's a lot of people traveling here. This place is sold out with 1,000 rooms. So you could see demand is big.
It is. It's huge. So wait, why don't we go ahead and switch gears to our real time recap?
Let's do it.
Have you had an amazing hospitality experience this week?
I have. So I am traveling to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And at the Intercontinental, I reached out to the concierge. And the concierge.
Oh, Con. Okay.
Was wonderful. And he set up a lot of tours for us. And he followed up and he checked in and made sure things were all taken care of for us. So I'll report back on how well you did, Con, when I get back here in 2 weeks.
No, that's awesome. I love hearing that because it's that reminder that, you know, if you're just present and you show up and you have these genuine interactions with guests or future guests, it just sets the tone. Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody just yesterday and talking about how the guest experience starts before the guest even gets to the hotel. So it's definitely that reminder of like, okay, what can you do ahead of time? Because it makes such a difference.
Yeah, what I heard the best term was you're flirting with the guests before they get there.
Oh.
Making sure that they're excited to be there. They're excited to be at your property.
Okay. So there you go. So hopefully you guys have good flirt game. You can encourage your guests to come. Yeah. But no, that's a great idea. So I have to do a shout out here to my friends at The Diplomat. I have to say everyone here has been so warm, welcoming. You know, there's also, I know some people are like, oh, do you announce that you're coming? You know, do people like, how much do they have in their notes as far as, you know, without sounding weird saying this, like, who I am coming to a hotel because I get it. You know, with, there might be social media coverage, other things, but honestly, the consistency as far as service, it's been excellent through and through, everything from coming to the hotel, wonderful room. And, this is what I love. I had this cute interaction yesterday with housekeeping. So I was leaving and my room to go to the gym to go work out. And the housekeeper happened to be outside my door and she was like, good morning. And it was like the sweetest good morning. I'm like, good morning. And she was like, would you like me to service your room? Like she was like excited about servicing my room. And I was like, oh yeah, that would be really great. And you know,
you're a celebrity.
You know? No, she didn't know who I was. No, she didn't know. She didn't know. Oh my God. But she was so cute. And I was like, yeah, my room's pretty clean. You just have to like make the bed, maybe take out the trash. And she was like, okay. But it was like, she was so cute and excited about it that it, I don't know. It just like, I left feeling sweet. And yes, I did tip her. So
tip your housekeepers.
Always tip your housekeepers. But again, it just sets the tone for such a nice stay and having those little interactions. It also is a reminder, seeing how happy she was, made me feel good because I think she's probably treated really well by management here. Yep. Because again, that trickles down. So treat your staff well because that they will then extend that same warm feeling to your guests.
And what I love seeing too is how much Sarah loves South Florida and Miami in particular. And we're convincing her to move down here so we can do more live shows.
Yeah, right. I mean, I have to say, this has been a really nice trip so far. And I'm like, okay, I understand what the Kool-Aid is all about in South Florida. You know, a little Miami action, a little bit of Fort Lauderdale action, somewhere in between. I get it.
Listen, this is my favorite place in the world.
Dude, these turquoise waters, this is what I think one of the, as I was looking at the wonderful ocean the other day, having lunch by the pool, and I was looking out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like the Caribbean, but we're in the United States. This is insane.
Yeah, that's what I say. My dad joke is, I love living in Miami. It's so close to the United States. I'll take it from my dad, who does that forever.
I love that. I love that.
All right, well, let's get to our hospitality quote.
Hospitality quote. That? Oh, gosh, we could do this like all day.
We're along here. So there are no traffic jams along the extra mile.
I love this quote.
That's Roger Staubach.
How cool is that? That's such a great quote because, I mean, if you think about it, it's like whenever you go the extra mile, it's nobody's doing it.
Right. And staying consistent. That's the other part too. Like going that extra mile, but staying consistent, doing it all the time because you start separating from all the other people who gave up. And that's why there are no traffic jams.
Exactly. I like
that's
this.
That's what it is. You and I showing up here today early, getting prepared for you all out there. We're going that extra mile.
I mean, we did like a whole, there was a whole tech setup.
Yeah, you don't see this.
We are the tech. I'll be honest. You did bring the, you were the tech setup today, but yeah, this is what you do. You go above and beyond. And I mean, that to me, that's like the fun area to play in. You play in the unexpected. I mean, that's what I do every day, but you know, story for another day.
I can't believe we're done. We're actually over on time. We keep going.
This is so, yeah. We
listen, I want to do this more often.
I know, me too. You. Okay.
We should do all it right. more often.
I get it. You've got kids, you got a family. I'm more mobile. Maybe I'll just come here more often.
Yeah, it's more fun here anyway.
Whoa, we got some LA Miami like rivalry.
Rivalry. Let's see what you all think out there. LA versus Miami.
Exactly. LA, Miami. What's your preference?
Miami.
Choose wisely.
All day.
Oh, we got 3-1-0. Oh my gosh. This is too fun.
We got to give a big shout out to the Diplomat Hotel for hosting us and being so gracious.
Thank you.
Love doing it with you all. And if there's any hotels out there in the future, if you have some big events, Sarah and I might be open to coming in.
We are mobile. We are definitely, clearly, we are mobile. And again, if you're in the South Florida area, awesome, awesome holiday show. Really spectacular. Pomp, snow, and circumstance. Definitely check it out here at the Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood. I don't know.
It's a good show. And look, I got to give one more shout out to my brother because he gave us a lot of this gear. He said 305. Come on now, dale.
Oh, my God. I need to find a sibling and have them come post on here. What's going on?
Good. We're getting our views up everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Anyway, shout out to everyone. Thank you. Also, shout out to the team in the background that always helps us produce these live shows.
Yep. Kelsey and Will. Thank you. Big shout out for putting this together, a road show. I know it's a little more challenging, but we appreciate you all very much.
Takes a village, but and happy holidays wherever you might be in the world and celebrating whatever you might be celebrating. Yeah.
Happy holidays. That's... Happy New Year. And I think we see you in the new year, right?
I think so, too.
Yeah, so we'll see you all in the new year. Don't miss us too much.
No, do not.
And for Jeremy, yes, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Woohoo!